Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your News Headlines. Medics took a person to the hospital. An SUV struck a church early this morning.
Is that a sin?
I mean, it can't be
good. How many
Our
Fathers do you have to say for hitting a church?
Yeah, right. It happened just after midnight, 12:30, near Fontenelle Boulevard and Military Avenue. What caused the driver to lose control? They're still investigating, but it's interesting because this is
Pokemon
following.
Go?
Pardon?
Pokemon Go.
I don't know. But there was another crash that sent a guy to the hospital with serious injuries. He hit his SUV into the side of a building, and that happened around 1 this morning near 22nd and Military. So it's just,
one building, one church.
Sounds like it, unless maybe they're both, they're the same incident and just being reported in different ways.
Could be.
One man killed, another wounded in shootings within blocks of each other. It happened Monday night. A homicide victim was found in an alley near 60th and Ames. A 24-year-old victim was dropped off at Emmanuel Hospital sometime around 8 o'clock. Police say that someone in a white SUV opened fire on a group of people in a yard at North 60th and Pratt Streets. So anybody with information about either shooting is asked to contact the police or call Crime Stoppers. That number is 402-444-STOP. And Nebraska Department of Corrections says three people have been treated for possible smoke inhalation after a fire broke out in a cell at the Lincoln Correctional Center. A statement from the department says that the fire was reported at the Lincoln Correctional Center a little after 10 o'clock Monday night. It is now under investigation. The fire was put out. Inmates in the unit were evacuated. And Governor Pete Ricketts is looking to stop so many Department of Correctional Service workers from leaving. On Friday, the governor proposed raising the pay for corrections sergeants by nearly 12% to just over $21 an hour. Corrections of officers will get a nearly...
Bless you.
4% raise under his plan. The offer is part of a collective bargaining negotiation that's going on. But there's also talk that rent prices are on the rise in Omaha.
According
to the National Apartment Report by Abdu.
People are moving into apartments. They're flipping everything in Midtown and downtown. Yeah. And
they say that in July, Omaha ranked 5th in the country for prices that saw the biggest rise. Average price.
Omaha was 5th in the country for apartment hike?
Yeah.
Yikes.
The average price for a one-bedroom apartment jumped $55 in the month of July.
Does it say what the average price is?
It was like $710 for a one-bedroom, and now it's like $765.
That seems about right. Yeah.
So on the national scale, renter households have grown by 9 million since 2005. That's the largest gain in 10 years. Fewer vacancies have rent prices going up. So basically, it is it's not a tenant market. I mean, it's all like, this is like good news for landlords everywhere. Nebraska football off to a 1-0 start for the new season. The Huskers opened with a 43-10 win over Fresno State Saturday night. Now we look forward to this weekend with another home game. We're hosting Wyoming at Memorial Stadium. Kickoff's 11 a.m.
Two wins in a row, if you consider last year's bowl game.
There we go. We can.
Against UCLA.
Go, Scars!
Let's do it.
11 a.m. game on Saturday. Oh. Well, it's an early one.
Yeah, during the game this Saturday, thieves broke into the home and car of Jordan Fultz. He's the brother of the late Husker punter, Sam Fultz.
We can't believe it because it's back in Greeley, Nebraska, which is a small town. So you're like, who would pull that off? I mean, without getting found out by a local. I mean, who has the stones to rob a
outsider?
Fultz, unless it's somebody from out of town? I don't know.
Yeah.
But what a bummer deal. It was a neat tribute, though, to his, like, the whole game was a tribute to Sam Fultz. And it wasn't even the Husker game, the big Wisconsin upset over LSU. Their kicker changed his jersey number, and he now wears Sam Fultz's number. And when he kicked the game winner, he touched his jersey and pointed at the sky. And I didn't realize that LSU's kicker was in the car accident as well.
Yikes.
Was in the back seat.
Yeah,
Sam lost his life.
Man. Well, we got a win out of it.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of tears, man.
There were four top 20 teams got upset this weekend. Number 3, number 5, number 10, and number 16 all got knocked off in game one.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching that Oklahoma game, the beginning of it, and that quarterback, he was number 4 in Heisman running. You know, they're just ranting and raving about him, and then Houston took him to the woodshed.
Their quarterback looks good.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a fun season. I'm excited. There's a lot of good teams out there, a lot of new players, good players, and so on and so forth.
You watch college football, and they talk about all these other coaches and new young coaches, and don't you kind of get a little, like,
yes.
Why couldn't we have one of them?
Oh, come on now.
Riley's got a tear rolling down his big old cheekbone.
Like, why do you not like me?
Why wasn't Riley ecstatic? I wanted to see him smiling more.
I like Riley. I'm just saying, you know, you got to look long term. I mean,
I agree.
So the U.S. is going to spend about $90 million to clear unexploded bombs from Laos. Millions of them, they say that there are. President Obama made that pledge today. He became the first sitting American president to visit the Southeast Asian nation. The U.S. dropped 270 million cluster bombs on Laos during the Vietnam War from the mid-1960s to the mid-70s. 80 million of them are said not to have exploded.
Think how many unexploded landmines are like...
out there.
Around the world.
Just sitting there. Oh, God.
There's a job, kids, if you're looking for employment. Being a...
clear the fields.
Mm-hmm.
A minesweeper.
Minesweep. Chickenpox cases in the U.S. are down since a 2-dose vaccination program was put in place. Numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that between 2005 and 2014, there was an 85% drop in chickenpox cases. The program was introduced in 2006. The largest decline in cases was recorded in children between the ages of 5 and 14. Prior to the vaccination program, about 4 million Americans would get chicken pox every year.
Don't get the pox so you don't get the shingles.
Yeah.
Oh, the shingles
look
awful.
The shingles ads are so depressing.
I know.
I hate them.
It's so frightening. They show the guy show up at work and he's got shingles on his face and he's like, ow, it's in my eye.
It's supposed to be a kind of pain that nobody's...
Oh, my God. And then the ad goes... 1 in 2 people get shingles every 5 seconds.
It's bad.
You're like, am I going to get it today? Yes.
Probably you or somebody
you know.
They're
terrifying. The ads are terrifying.
It's like the normal, you know, the regular face that he turns his head and it's like two-faced.
Oh, the whole side of his head has shingles. I'm like, well, God, you don't have to make it scarier than it is.
Have you ever known anyone to have shingles?
Yes, in this building.
It's supposed to be... I know of at least 2 people.
Yeah.
And it is like supposed to be just this pain that you've never experienced in your life.
I think it's like being burned.
Yeah.
Like this
pain. It's like nerve endings on fire just without any sort of
what is
reprieve.
It from?
It's chicken pox. I mean, it's viral.
If you've ever had chicken pox,
right?
Okay.
You will probably get shingles. You're like waiting for it to knock on the door.
Shingles
here.
Ding dong.
Shingle Graham. I don't want shingles.
Nobody does.
Terrible. It's terrible. And there's no like end date. Like it's not like, oh and then the shingles just like I know somebody who has had shingles for months. Like months.
It's
the doctor's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like it's just you just have to wait it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God.
And then relax a little bit. I think because stress.
They say stress makes it work.
Yeah, it brings that a little bit. I don't know, man. It's sad when you say if someone came to the door and said, all right, here are your options, Jeff. Hemorrhoids or shingles?
Oh, you take hemorrhoids all day long.
I know that's
like,
sad.
Hemorrhoids. Sure. I can do that. Standing on one leg. I'm going to be standing on one leg for a while because obviously I'm not going to be sitting down if I've got hemorrhoids.
Can you just not answer the door?
Right. Nobody's home. A Florida woman was arrested over the weekend after setting a car on fire that she mistook for her ex-boyfriend's. Oops. 19-year-old, a little bit of a fiery temper, faces a second-degree arson charge after being identified as the person responsible for torching a white Honda Accord in a surveillance video last week. The owner of the vehicle is still understandably baffled by the incident. She's like, I have no idea who this person is.
So it wasn't her boyfriend?
No.
It was like a frenemy?
No, she thought it was her boyfriend. She got the wrong car.
What an idiot.
So they're like, why did you burn my car? She's like, you're not Trevor.
Now, if that wasn't a Beyonce video, we would all think that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you got to see this. I mean, it's like trunk on fire woman there lighting it. Like, it is totally lemonade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's burn the sky
type of
stuff.
Thanks a lot, Beyonce. That's what happens when you get all you ladies get in formation.
God, don't mess with the guy's car.
Get information. Don't mess with the guy's car.
I know. You don't mess up people's cars.
Didn't somebody write something on the side of your car once?
God, I don't even know.
But
probably.
They write.
I don't even know. I thought you had a story. Somebody tagged the side of your car and a woman was mad at you. Whether it was deserved or not.
No, it was. God, was it? I don't know. I'm getting old, Jeff. I don't want
to. 1 in 4 people will get Alzheimer's today.
So if he's getting Alzheimer's and you're getting shingles, what am I left
way,
with?
We're going way back, like in your 20s or something. But I thought some girl wrote something on the side of your car.
She wrote something on an apartment wall.
It begins
once.
With P.
No, that was on the wall of an apartment. I was living with this girl. She was crazy.
No.
Freaking crazy, man. People would be walking by the apartment. It was ground floor. And she'd yell, like, rape.
Oh, my God.
And everybody would look
at,
like...
You were dating this person?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wait, living with this person?
And then she took fingernail polish or whatever and just wrote the P word right across the whole wall.
Party?
Yeah.
Inside your apartment?
Yes, inside the apartment. And it was thick. And so when he painted it out, it was still there. It was just awful.
That's terrible.
An experience. Thank you.
He was trying to bury
that was one of
you
his.
You made him excavate the bad feelings.
Completely forgets it.
I blocked and then it.
I will never forget.
Yes, I didn't want that to become that moment.
Oh. Congratulations, Jeff. You really unearthed something
woman
awful.
Woman scorn.
Yeah.
What is it? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorn.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody?
Again, 402-938-9400, special guest.
This Saturday, a great free event for parents or parents-to-be of young kids. The Newborn Expo and Car Seat Check is going on with Boys Town. It's on Boys Town's campus just off 139th and Pacific. It is this Saturday, 9 a.m. And from Boys Town, we've got Dr. Heidi Johnson in the studio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing
good.
Well.
So what's going on? Boys Town Expo. This goes on every year. But is this your first year with this? Or?
No, I've done the last couple of them.
Okay.
It's been a great event that we've had, I guess, for the last few years.
I can't imagine how many questions I would have if I was an expecting parent.
Oh, we get a lot of questions. That's
right.
How could you not?
Yeah.
I mean, I go down the Google rabbit hole on dumb stuff like movies. If I had a kid. So new and expecting moms are invited to come out to a morning of pampering.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like some nice stuff. Prenatal massages.
Yes, those seem really nice.
Spa treatments, desserts, gift bags, giveaways.
Yes, there's lots of free stuff to come and get for your baby and for yourself. And
can you imagine us being pregnant? I couldn't.
Let's
I'd
not.
Be whining and crying. Do you recommend people not to go with a Google doctor?
Yeah, don't go with Google. Know? You go down the rabbit hole and you get lots of scary information.
Yeah, and then you end up having all of it, at least in your mind.
Oh, in your mind,
you have
everything.
It's good to talk to a professional. This is a great event. I mean, you guys have been doing this for years and it has grown so much.
Yeah, it is huge. We have tons of vendors that come out to give away free stuff and to answer questions. And we have some of the pediatricians will be out there doing presentations about just anything that you could have a question about with your new baby.
So
what's the big thing this year that parents need to kind of be heads up for? We're getting into cold and flu season.
Yeah, well, cold and flu season, my number one recommendation is wash your hands all the time. Get your kids to wash their hands all the time. That's the best way to keep from getting sick.
Okay, and don't touch your face.
And
right?
Don't touch your face,
yeah.
Or your friend's face.
Okay.
All
right,
and,
so-
you're going to be doing a seminar on early newborn care.
On early newborn care, just kind of those first few days after you take your baby home, what do you do? Because all the questions come up and you start freaking out because you're sleep deprived and you don't know what you're doing yet.
God, isn't that crazy?
You probably don't want to offend parents, but I bet you get crazy questions, right?
Oh, we get crazy questions all the time. And I always tell parents, it's never a crazy question. If you don't know the answer to it, then go ahead and ask it, because there's probably somebody else has already asked that question too.
I have a four-year-old,
uh-huh.
And you think like she has an older brother, but stuff still comes up where I'm like, I have no idea.
Right. There's always, every kid's a little bit different, so you always come up with something new. Or if it was 4 years apart, you forget things in between.
Oh my gosh.
It seems like the biggest thing is kids aren't eating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How do you fix that? I mean, that's not a quick fix, obviously.
No, it's not a quick fix. Trying to make it fun for them. You don't want to force them to eat. You don't want eating to be a bad thing. And it's always scary if somebody's trying to put their kid on a diet, but trying to make it a family event where we're going to eat healthy instead of making a diet, make it healthy eating and picking out healthy snacks for your kids and just keep offering them things over and over again until they'll try more things.
Okay.
And there's also going to be the car seat check.
Yeah, so. The car seat check, because those little things can be a little tricky trying to get them in your car. So they've got people out there who know what they're doing, and you pull your car right up and they'll make sure you get it strapped in there right.
Okay.
And so you're literally going to leave a better parent.
Yeah. And better prepared.
That's the hope.
Yes, that's the hope, is that you'll be a little better prepared.
Do you know which mini education sessions you're going to be doing? Are you doing any?
Yes, I'm talking about early newborn care.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then I'll also be hanging out. There's a meet the doctor area, so you can meet some of the Boys Town doctors if you haven't found a doctor yet. And we'll try. We have clinics kind of spread around Omaha, so we'll try to find a clinic that's near you and get you to meet somebody from there.
Okay.
There's also going to be a segment on brain development.
Uh-huh.
With Dr. Gina Coffey and something on breastfeeding, Dr. Vicki Herman. So, but the prizes, let's get to the stuff that people can win. Baby gift bag provided by the Omaha District Dental Society. $100 Borsheim's gift card.
Wow.
Satin hands kit provided by Mary Kay. Lactation consultation.
Huge.
$50 Babies R Us gift cards. Sesame Street gift bags. Photo sessions. And like we said earlier, man, who doesn't want to get a prenatal massage or a spa treatment?
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Can I go out there and puff out my belly?
Yeah, with a wig on.
With a wig on?
Oh, my God.
How weird would that be? I think I'd get arrested.
I know. Maybe, Dr. Johnson's like, please don't. It's supposed to be a safe place for all these ladies and their newborn babies. They don't need creepers. But
weird
thank wig. You for making it weird.
Bad
makeup. All right, Molly, Molly's going to be out there as well.
I am. I'm going to be broadcasting live from 10 to noon. It's like my favorite thing. I've been doing this for years. I love it. I get my baby fix in on the annual.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Okay. People who have new babies bring their babies with them, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Johnson, you're a Kansas City girl. How do you like Omaha?
I like Omaha a lot. It's a lot like Kansas City, just a little
different
bit.
Food, a little bit, right? I don't know. Kansas City takes out of pride in her barbecue and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do miss the barbecue a little bit. But yeah. There's still pretty good food here.
Absolutely.
And you're a Jayhawks fan.
Right. I am a big Jayhawks fan.
What is it? Rock Chalk
Jayhawks.
There you go. All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, again, it's this Saturday. Starts at 9 to noon. That's the car seat check, then the expo itself. 10 to 1 p.m. All right.
139th and Pacific, roughly Boys Town campus for the Newborn Expo and Car Seat Check.
The best party in town.
The Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Calvin Harris is reportedly hooking up with the same chick that Liam Hemsworth did when he and Miley Cyrus called it off a couple years ago. Her name is Isa Gonzalez, and she's best known as the woman who was photographed kissing Liam Hemsworth just one day after he and Miley Cyrus broke off their engagement. She was like the most hated woman for about a minute. Well, apparently Calvin Harris has been hooking up with her. That's where he's been spending his time. He's 32. She's 26. They were seen leaving a party arm in arm over the weekend. So
she's like Hollywood's rebound candy.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. I mean, she's really really lovely, but yeah, exactly. So, you know, I guess it's good that Calvin's moving on. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were spotted together, getting people wondering if maybe there was something going on there, but I think it's just a case of co-workers hanging out. She Lady Gaga recently announced that she's going to star in the remake of A Star Is Born, which just happens to also be Bradley Cooper's directorial debut.
So she's
also going to star in the movie, too.
She'll be the Judy Garland.
Yeah she's going to be the Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand character. And
so
he's going to be the Chris Christopherson.
Dream role for her, right?
Yes. I mean, this is people. Well, there was talk for a long time that Beyonce was trying to get in.
On the gig?
Yeah. And she wanted to be in it. But I think it's just with the release of her album and like when they were going to be doing it, it just didn't work out. But I think this will be perfect for Lady Gaga.
So Brad co-stars and then directs it.
Exactly.
And he's never directed anything?
Nope. This is his first time. And speaking of Beyonce, she is postponing her upcoming concert at the MetLife Stadium after a doctor has ordered a Beyonce on vocal rest.
Well, she partied last night for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it.
So she was supposed to perform tomorrow night in New Jersey, but now has rescheduled it to October 7th. Refunds for the original date will be available, but most likely people will just, you know, hold on to their tickets and go when it comes back around. In the meantime, fans will have to settle for just watching Beyonce's video for Hold Up, which was released on Vivo on Sunday. Hold Up is the one where she's got hot sauce, the bat
hot sauce.
in the lemonade video. Like long video. Yeah, exactly. But it's pretty good. I mean, that song has also been said to, like, the Yeah 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 song Maps is said to be sampled in it. I mean, it's just kind of an interesting.
Everybody little. Has sampled. They're saying Maps right. by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs has been sampled.
Millions.
It's like the most sampled song of this generation.
Isn't that bizarre? Which it's like so funny. I mean, I love that song, but it's so interesting how people have taken it and made it into
Even
their own.
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, is a ripoff of the Maps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's that gang, 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 gang.
Chevy Chase has entered rehab. It's said to be a tune-up. He originally sought treatment for alcoholism in the 80s, and I guess this is just him staying on top of his lifelong, you know, struggle with alcohol.
I didn't realize he had that kind of struggle.
He did a lot of drugs and alcohol, I think. In the
70s. He wears it on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's puffy. He's not aged well. Bret Michaels got his phone stolen during a gig in New Hampshire. Think about that. He's playing at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom on Thursday night. Big venue. And he discovered that two thieves made off with his cell phone during the performance.
Come on, man.
I mean,
come on, bro.
So yeah, guys have been extremely lenient and we're giving you one more chance to return items taken. This was on Saturday that he posted it. But
thieves.
Michael still hasn't filed a police complaint about the theft, which is weird.
Thieves have no honor.
No,
I mean, how
don't.
Despicable is that? I mean, in the landscape of thieves, the thieves robbing Sam Fultz's brother during the football game.
Oh,
yeah.
Just bad.
Probably knowing he wasn't going to be there some level. And yeah.
Yep, there you go. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mario.
Hey, what's up, Mario?
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of your guys' show. I've been listening for about 8 years, and I've recently moved up to Superior, Wisconsin. So just thought you guys should know that your show's playing up here, and every time you guys play the Husker song, I kind of turn up my phone.
Let's play it,
wow, bro. Oh, do it.
Yeah. How about the big Wisconsin win this weekend, though? And the salute to Sam Fultz was pretty cool from their kicker.
Yeah, it was.
What's
up?
No, go ahead. What?
Oh, I'm between Minnesota and Wisconsin, so I'm pretty deep in enemy territory right now.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Keep your voice down, man.
No kidding. Also, here's another kicker. I'm a Bears fan.
Oh.
Yeah, I moved.
We play Minnesota and Wisconsin this year.
We do.
You gonna wear your gear? You gonna wear it proudly behind enemy lines?
Always do.
Okay.
With my head down.
All right.
Did you get a little wispy at all during the game when they tributed Sam Fultz? Of course, party.
No.
Blackheart. He'll cry at a Hallmark commercial.
No.
Or a rom-com. No. But Sam Fultz, nothing. Just dust coming out of the corners. I got a little, I was a little... When they did the missing man formation,
yeah,
that
I know.
Was awesome, man.
I
and
know.
The other team started going, everybody up.
I know. I thought it was a great tribute and everything they're doing, you know. But I didn't get wispy. I don't know what's going on. It's like male PMS.
Manopause.
PMS.
I'm having menopause.
It's a lot of posts. There's never any follow-up. It's just your whole life is
You bet.
Pre-menstrual.
Pre. Hey, man, thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, I appreciate your guys' show. I download the podcast every day at 10:30, so honestly, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
Awesome, Mario. Say, what moved you up to, what moved you out of Nebraska? What, took a job?
Yeah, my girlfriend actually got accepted to grad school up here, and she's going for exercise science. I'm up here and found a job in a safety company. long story short, she'll be the breadwinner.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're a smart man, Mario. Where's she going to school? Where's she studying? Where's she going to get her?
St. Scholastica.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
It's a very nice school. Hey, Molly, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I know you're in Chicago. How do you record it? Are you in a closet somewhere with, like, pillows on the walls?
In the closet!
Yes, it's
not like an R. Kelly movie. I have a home studio. No pillows on the wall. I actually have, like, soundproofing that they sent me from the studio. It's like a little studio, and it's all live with the guys. We talk real time. It's just a matter of I'm 500 miles away.
Huh, all right. I always wondered about that.
So you're up there in Duluth. I'd never heard of College of St. Scholastica.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, really?
Sounds really smart.
Yeah. Duluth Trading Company. Okay. Hey, man, thanks for calling. Keep in touch and call anytime, bud.
Yeah, keep playing that Husker song, and I'll keep turning it up.
I will do that for sure. All right, take care, man.
See you, Mario.
All right.
Nice kid.
From away.
What a nice guy to still be listening.
Absolutely.
The Big Party Show podcast.
Get them now on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, iPad, computer, or tablet.
From Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
There you have it. Welcome to the show.
Man, I made up for movie lost time this weekend.
Really?
I went and saw two and a half movies. I went and saw Hell or High Water. That's the one with Chris Pine and that Ben Foster and Jeff Bridges. And then I went out and saw the new sci-fi horror Morgan from Luke Scott, Ridley Scott's son.
Yeah.
And then I saw Half Suicide Squad.
Why didn't you go see Don't Breathe?
Yeah.
Should have seen Don't Breathe.
I told my girlfriend I would go with her, and she was out of town for Labor Day weekend. And so I didn't want to be a movie cheater. We had talked about going together.
How many movie tickets did you buy for those two and a half movies?
One was comped and one I paid for. And then while I was at that one, while I was waiting for the movie to get started, I went early into Suicide Squad.
I remember people yelling and telling me I was stealing on this show.
Well, I just wonder if they're even going to, do they even care?
No, I mean, the theaters were like.
They don't care.
I got to know you're up to.
Yeah.
I mean, they watch you
walking in. People can't be not paying attention that much.
I always feel like as long as I buy concessions,
you're fine.
Right.
Even though I'm still stealing from them.
The thing that screws up my timeline.
If I buy one ticket and see two movies.
Yeah. The thing that screws up my timeline is, okay, so I was going to see Morgan, but I wanted to check out some of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And the thing that screwed up my timeline is like all the trailers. I'm like, I could have seen so much more of Suicide Squad had there not been 20 minutes of like trailers before and commercials before the movie. I was like, seriously, if there's one more, then there would be. I'm like, mother of pearl.
That's every movie.
You gotta time it right.
I mean, time it. 20 minutes on the money, movie starts.
No, I know, but I'd gotten there. Like, I couldn't help when my actual movie was starting. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you're just like, okay, I can give it one more, and then I don't want to miss the beginning of the actual movie that I'm here to see, even though I'm trying to catch a part of this. And so I only got to really see about 20 minutes of Suicide Squad when I really thought that I was going to get to see, like, quite a bit more.
So you went into Suicide Squad from the very beginning, or you just stepped into the middle of it?
No, I stepped in from the very beginning. Okay. So I only saw from, like, 15 minutes of previews.
In, like, a sketchy bailout seat? Like,
absolutely.
It's the far right, like, you walk up the ramp.
Yep.
And you sit in that first seat, kind of low, bad seats, right side, everything, the whole thing. Because I walk in the middle of the movie, you know, people know what they're doing. They're like, you're only going to be here for 20 minutes. It's like you're auditing the movie.
Right.
Everyone knows.
No, I absolutely, I go in, you know how you come up that ramp. I hang a right, I go up about three rows, and I sit on the very end seat.
Alone?
Yeah, of course.
You went alone? Awesome.
Oh my God, I love going to movies alone.
So do I.
Oh my God, it's like my happy place.
I didn't realize you had that much free time.
I didn't.
You know?
I totally snuck out. Like, it was one of those, like, I'll be right back. I've got some errands to run.
And you left your husband? You left your husband with the kids?
They were all, like, the kids were, the kids were, like, otherwise engaged. They just started a movie. That was it. And I was like, well, if you guys are going to watch this, then I... I'm going to go.
I mean, was there an adult home?
Yes,
of course. Right. No, I mean, it wasn't like, no, I wasn't like, hey, you guys got this covered, right? D, you're six.
Well, that's what I'm pretty much. So your husband was home. There's an adult in the house.
Yeah, he was asleep on the couch. You know, like a good dad on Labor Day. you know, he was sleeping watching baseball. You know, and the kids, I was like, you know, dad's downstairs. They're like, he's sleeping.
He
I was like,
right. He woke up with a post-it note on his forehead from Molly.
Running errands.
Well, we were grilling that night, and I really did need to run to the store. It was just a crime of opportunity. It was okay. A small window, and I just thought, I will seize this. Carpe diem.
So what was the better movie, Hell or High Water or The Scary One?
Hell or High Water. The Scary One was disappointing, and I knew that going in. I mean, and I almost did that, like, abort, like, you're halfway to the movie. Yeah. And I'm like, should I do this? It's going to be bad. But then I was like, I'm already all in. And so it was okay. Morgan, eh. Sort of.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and it sucks That's because the cast is really good.
Yeah.
It's Paul Giamatti and Kate Mara. And I mean, it's like all these great, like, you're like, this should be good. And then it wasn't. It was just not scary. And then Hell or High Water, it's that slow moving, you know, it's set in Texas. It's set in West Texas. And it just has that, like, just wait for it. You know, I mean,
well, the writer writes really dark stuff. So he did Sicario, which blew me away.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And he's written for Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
So he's an up and comer.
Dude, there's a headshot in this movie, in Hell or High Water, where it bolts you. You're like, whoa, what just happened?
Really?
Oh, my God. Like seriously.
Like a headshot with a gun?
Yeah. Like,
well, don't wreck it.
No, I'm not wrecking anything. I mean, there's just the shot where you're like, oh, wow. Well, I guess. Okay. Yeah. That was just...
I thought Sicario was...
That just happened.
Yeah, that's right out of the gate. It's heavy.
It's disturbing,
fantastic.
But so well done. People go see Sicario. So.
It's really funny how Jeff Bridges has, like, this acting thing that he does. You know, he has that stiff upper lip, and then he has that protruding lower lip when he's playing that sort of slow-talking Southern Texas character that he does a lot.
I love Jeff Bridges.
So do
I thought Lonesome Heart, the one where he's the singer... That's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. He won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I mean, he's so... And then it was interesting because then I came home and last night everybody had been telling me about The Little Prince. You know, they finally made a full-length animated and it was released on Netflix.
The Little Prince.
Yeah, it's a child... I mean, adults could see it. I mean, it's kind of like a children's book. But, I mean, it's got like kind of serious... big people messages, and they made it. It's like from the people, almost it looks like Pixar. Kind of reminded me of Up or something. And Jeff Bridges is the voice of the aviator in that. And I'm like, well, this is just a Jeff Bridges weekend.
So you're going to give two thumbs up to Hell or High Water. It's getting rave reviews.
Yes.
And Chris Pine, is he
really good
leading actor?
Yeah, really good. Ben Foster, my God. Does he have to play a creep in everything?
Yes.
But he just
plays
can't help himself.
So well. When I saw him in Alpha Dog, I'm like, this guy's going to be huge. You ever see Alpha Dog with Timberlake?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he
that's
plays
one of
that.
His first ones, wasn't it?
That's the first time I had seen Ben Foster. Where Because he's just a psychopath.
He's so creepy.
So Morgan is two thumbs down.
Yeah, I would say that's a rental.
All right.
Don't sneak out like I did.
That's a bad title.
Morgan.
Morgan.
I know. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Replaying all day on your smartphone, mobile device, and at channel941.com.
The Big Party Show podcast from Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 941.
Temperatures are going to drop. Hopefully they stay that way.
I love it when it gets cool. It just makes me so happy.
It's hoodies. Like jean jacket weather.
I had to put a jacket on this weekend, and it was like seriously cold at some point. And I was like, this is happening. And then you get like a little nervous because it's happening so fast. You forget that it's like that crazy time of year where now it could be 90 degrees, even though just the other day you were it's going to be cold forever.
Saturday is high as 74. This is this upcoming Saturday, and the low of 55.
All right.
So it's totally jean jacket with your collar up weather.
Pop it and lock it.
That's a fashion for women, though, right? Men can't pull off.
Guys can wear jean jackets now. It's all the rage. Everybody
can wear it.
Next Tuesday, next Tuesday, high of 64, low of 47.
Really?
No.
47? Well, that's just too cold a little bit, too fast.
Now, here we go.
But you know what we're coming up on? We're coming up on apple season.
Apples. We'll hear about fall, apples, and Halloween.
Pumpkin spice Starbucks plugs.
Today. today started it. I wasn't going to say anything, but today they rolled out, they officially launched the fall drinks at Starbucks, and they have a new one this year.
What is it?
It is, it's called the Chili Mocha. And chili, that's chili mocha, as in C-H-I-L-E. And it's a mocha latte topped with ancho chili, cayenne, paprika, cinnamon, sea salt, and sugar.
Is there somebody
so it's like Mexican, it's almost like a Mexican hot chocolate, it sounds like.
All right.
But then they also have the pumpkin spice latte. This is the 13th straight year that the PSL will be available. I got this thing, like, you know, I've got the app on my phone for Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And they were like, guess what? You have been exclusively invited to enjoy a new, like, this early. I'm like, no, I haven't.
Attention,
you
said this, Starbucks, like, a robot. It.
Right. Like, this
isn't
special.
I wasn't going to say, but I am saying.
Well, I'm just, you brought it up.
So you're going to rush?
Are you going to get
no,
all
I'm
your
not.
Instructions?
I'm interested to try the chili mocha. I don't like the pumpkin spice latte. I really don't. I've never have.
I'm not
I've
a
never
fan
been
of
a big
that, so.
Fan of it. Yeah. It's not my jam at all. I tried it again last year after years of like being like off it. I was like, maybe my tastes have changed. And I tried it and I was like, nope. So this year I want to try this chili mocha though, because I do love Mexican hot chocolate. Have you ever had it?
No, uh-uh.
Sounds like a sexual, like that sounds like sexual jargon.
It isn't.
Mexican hot chocolate.
It's not. It's really yummy. So it's...
Sounds like you're gagging.
Stop it.
It was total Mexican hot chocolate.
Stop it. No, oh. Mexican chocolate or Mexican hot chocolate, it's like chocolate with cinnamon and peppers.
Oh,
like it's got like chili spices in it. So it's really got this yummy, like chocolatey, but then it's got a kick to it. It's really good.
All right.
I'm just saying.
No, it's okay.
Don't. I know you make fun of me.
Yep. Well, we're not those
go to Urban Dictionary. It's already a thing.
Is it really Mexican hot chocolate?
What does it mean?
I can't even say it.
Oh, okay. No, that bad.
Of course I can't say it.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to finish reading the sentence.
No.
I don't want to inform
like
my
late.
Brain.
Too
but
late.
Of course it is.
So think of that. Think of that when you're sipping on your Mexican hot chocolate.
The Big Party Show.
Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
This is the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.